I'm Michael Wallace. Many holiday travelers are running into rough weather again today. Meteorologist Jim Cantore is with our CBS broadcast partner, the Weather Channel.
8 tornadoes yesterday in Texas and Louisiana. Tomorrow, we reload. The area is about 3 to 4 times as large, and we will have multiple lines of thunderstorms, all hazards in play. Big hail, damaging wind, and certainly tornadoes. Some of these could be very, very strong.
CBS's Chris Fox has more on the twisters in the Houston area yesterday.
So far, reports of damage, but no injuries. Thunderstorms also dropping heavy rains, flooding, and hail in North Texas. Governor Greg Abbott activating the State Department of Emergency Management to respond.
FlightAware reports there are already more than 1,900 flight delays in the U.S. today and 64 cancellations. Here's CBS's Jim Blackburn.
Passengers at New York's LaGuardia Airport told us they're prepared for the holiday rush. Some are urging others to make the best out of any travel hiccups.
Delays make great adventures and you never know who you're going to meet.
AAA also advises travelers to know their rights. Federal guidelines now require airlines to give travelers a refund for canceled flights.
Now that the Assad regime has fallen in Syria, Ukraine is sending food aid to Syria. More from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Ukraine is a global producer and exporter of grain. This first batch of wheat flour is already on its way to Syria. It's part of a humanitarian effort in coordination with the World Food Program. Ukraine has said it wants to restore relations with Syria. During the Assad regime, Syria imported food from Russia.
The food from Ukraine will feed 33,000 families for a month. Israel's military has struck multiple targets in Yemen it says were associated with rebel forces. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams has details.
Israeli airstrikes targeted Yemen's international airport, power stations, and ports in a region controlled by the Houthis, a Yemeni militant group backed by Iran. The head of the United Nations World Health Organization was inside the airport during the attack. The UN said it condemned the escalation between Israel and Yemen.
An Israeli airstrike near a hospital in Gaza killed 5 Palestinian journalists on Christmas Day. It was a workplace argument that went way too far.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee have charged a 55-year-old man with fatally stabbing a 38-year-old co-worker. Anderson Todd is facing a second-degree murder charge in the incident that happened at a Kroger Foods distribution center. Witnesses say the fatal stabbing happened during an argument over football.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports after the stabbing, the suspect waited for police in an employee break room. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhat on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
Chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
The
his knee.
Men's college hockey, the Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Timeless hits, and I'm Dan Marcus, off and running. Good start, too. Supremes, Classics 4 on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
awesome song from a group that's considered Motown, the Four Tops. But that's not a Motown song, because by the time they recorded that song, they had left the Motown label and went to California. But Four Tops on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Stick around, plenty more where this came from, including Paul Harvey. The rest of the story he's heard twice every weekday at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And then again at 12:05 every weekday here on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news, or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Falling for some girl, yeah, I hop right in that car of mine. I drive around the world.
losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's more of that local news part of it with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A January 6th funeral in Colorado has been planned for George Petak. Racine was home to the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away this week at the age of 75. A Waukesha County judge has set a $750,000 bond for the alleged hit-and-run driver that killed a tow truck driver on Christmas Eve. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz is charged with hit-and-run resulting in death following the fatal incident on 994. Sponholz allegedly hit and killed Hussein Farhat, a Chicago tow truck driver who was assisting a disabled vehicle. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas. He's got a preliminary hearing set for early February. With wrapping paper still filling garbage cans, the city of Racine is getting a jump on their Christmas tree removal effort. The special collection service starts January 6th and runs for 2 weeks. To have the city take your tree, decorations have to be removed and it's got to be on the curb on the same day as your collection. Racine's Pearl Street facility offers free disposal services after the January 17th deadline. The city of Kenosha usually sets up tree drop-off sites at city parks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Give me just a little more time on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. songs have gotten back to where they once belonged. WRJN, 98 years of serving Racine with great entertainment day in and day out. WRJN.
Yeah, you say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true. Cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. I got you, baby. Say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, go and run. Let them say your hair's too long. Cause I don't care. With you, I can't be wrong.
baby love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Made me feel so good. So I believe my love, so I knocked on wood. All my silent fears seem to fly away. But she looks at me as if to say, my baby love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows.
With local news, timeless hits, and songs with positive messages. Put a little love in your heart. WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place. And the better place for you and me.
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music. Brighter there, you can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown,
don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Think, think,
that
perfect example of why Aretha Franklin was called the Queen of Soul. I'm Dan Marcus. This group went into a recording studio in London without a banjo, even though they tried to make a guitar sound like a banjo by stuffing a rag in the strings. It's Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. Peter Noon singing lead for Herman's Hermits on WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. This is another busy day for holiday travelers. CBS's Skyler Henry is at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
They call this the busiest airport in the world, and it has that nickname for a reason. 286,000 people on average make their way through TSA checkpoints here. Today, officials tell us that more than 320,000 people are expected.
But severe weather in several parts of the country is slowing a lot of travelers down. FlightAware reports more than 1,900 flight delays already today and dozens of canceled flights. Meteorologist Jim Cantore with our CBS broadcast partner, the Weather Channel, has the travel forecast for the weekend for the East Coast.
Saturday, showers, thunderstorms, heavy rain across the south. All this moves up the I-95 corridor for travel on Sunday. A break in the nation's midsection, but a new storm coming into the Pacific Northwest just in time for next week and the new year.
President Biden will spend the next few days in St. Croix.
The president has taken this trip to St. Croix every year for the New Year's holiday. St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands is a mere 84 square miles, where the first family is expected to relax and stay largely out of view. Multiple family members are expected to join Biden and the First Lady in what will be the president's final vacation trip before he leaves office. It will not, however, be his final trip as president. Next month, he plans to travel to Italy, where he will meet with Pope Francis Francis, along with Italy's prime minister and president. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The rush to return those unwanted holiday gifts is on. CBS's Chris Van Cleef spoke with an employee of the FedEx shipping center in Anchorage, Alaska.
Call it the return rush. The National Retail Federation expects about 17% of sales to be returned this year, and that peaks between now and January 2nd.
The returns, everything they don't like, everything they don't want, everything that was too small, too big, we return it.
Last year, e-commerce purchases were the most likely to be sent back, making the holiday shipping season a lot longer than you might think here at the FedEx shipping hub in Anchorage, sorting up to 80,000 packages a day.
An estimated $900 billion in goods will be returned starting today. The man accused of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train in Brooklyn is due in court this morning. CBS New York's Mary Calvey has more.
Investigators say the still unidentified woman was sleeping when 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda used a lighter to set her clothes on fire last Sunday. Zepeda, a Guatemalan citizen who ICE officials say entered the U.S. illegally, appeared in court yesterday where he's facing murder and arson charges. Mayor Eric Adams is now pushing for federal charges in this case.
Police still aren't sure what the attacker's motive was.